Phoneboy Speaks, episode 972, Patch the Android. I don't know if you've noticed recently, but there's been a whole lot of security vulnerabilities disclosed against Android, and even Checkpoint has come out with a vulnerability they discovered against Android called Certificate. And I'll put a link in the show notes, you can go read about it. But essentially what happens is that there are certificates that are on these different devices, and those certificates can be potentially be used to, well, own the device. And Checkpoint did the responsible disclosure thing. There was a presentation about it at Black Hat. There are patches on the way for affected devices, kind of thing, and that's just one of many vulnerabilities that seem to have been found over the last several weeks, what's happening? Well, the Google is trying to release regular patches to Android. The handset makers themselves are trying to release regular patches to devices. And I don't know what the operators are doing, but those are the operators are the ones that are gatekeepers for these patches. And so ultimately that's going to be the thing that is going to determine whether or not you get a patch for your device or not. That's a potential issue. Now Checkpoint also has solutions that can help if you have an enterprise, right? And you have end users that are accessing enterprise data from mobile devices, whether they're managed by mobile device management or not. And there's a mobile threat prevention offering that will essentially monitor devices and let the end user know when there's a threat and tell the end user how to remediate it. Then of course there's central reporting back to the enterprise that this stuff's happening as well. I actually played with a demo. It's actually really frightening what could potentially be pulled off of a mobile device. You can easily convince somebody to install, well, pretty much anything, right? And I played with the iOS demo. There's also one for Android as well. And it alerted me that, hey, I've got a threat on my device. Well, there could be other things out there, and so it's nice to have that. It's a really easy to use app, just speaking from an end user. And it's as I say, at this point, it's something for enterprises. Who knows, it could become a consumer offering at some point in the future. Checkpoint does have a consumer brand called Zone Alarm, which has been around for a while. And who knows, it could be a Zone Alarm offering for consumers at some point in the future, but I don't know if that's going to be the case or not. So, the industry around Android is trying to improve security. And of course, Checkpoint has their offerings to try and help with this. There are other vendors, I'm sure, have other offerings in that space as well. Hopefully the Android will get more secure, so we won't have so many sort of game over bugs in Android. There's also bugs in iOS too. I mean, iOS is definitely not immune to this kind of stuff. So you definitely have to definitely watch this space. I mean, Apple's got to get better as well. But at least Apple controls the entire stack. So if there's a problem, they can fix it if they get all this stuff together. But Apple has let bugs go for a while as well. So this is mobile. Mobile threat prevention is a thing. Mobile security in Android is still not so fantastic. Checkpoint's trying to help keep your devices secure. Hopefully this initiative by Google and the handset makers will actually take hold, and they'll convince the carriers that yes, they need to push these patches out. And hopefully we have stronger, more secure mobile devices out there, and not have ones that can be easily owned by, well, any hacker who can bump into a bug on Android, which seems to be sadly easier than it should be. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.